We're here on KSOM, and we're talking about the high school volleyball season. Audubon has a new head coach this year, but it's a familiar face. Although we don't know how long she's going to be around, Molly Lang, head coach for Audubon Volleyball, with us here on KSOM. Molly, really appreciate your time, and how are you feeling about practice and how things are going before the season starts?
We've had probably, honestly, one of the best preseasons to date. Like you said, I'm not necessarily a new face, but it's been a while. But I know, just knowing that comparatively, there's some really successful teams that I've coached in the past, I feel like we're in a really, really great position going into this weekend with Atlantic scrimmages, and then also next week starting with actual matches.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an unusual situation because you're also with child, and your due date is coming up. So when you give birth, what's the plan after that happens in terms of coaching the girls here through the next couple of months or so?
Yeah, so I'm super thankful to have a knowledgeable assistant who has some previous head coaching experience. He'll step into that role. I won't be with the girls here for our first match here next week. I was kind of hoping to get through it, but I'm not, which is fine. Like I said, he's been here and we've kind of been tag teaming a little bit for these last few weeks. And he's been here when he could in the summer and kind of to learn my system, kind of how I want things to be set up and run. And I'm thankful to most of these girls I've worked with in different capacities prior to this. We have a really heavy senior class. So I feel pretty comfortable leaving them and him to take over to just continue kind of what we've done so far with our preseason, which, like I said, it's been high energy in the gym. Our fundamentals are looking so much more solid. I feel like we're really starting to make those steps to higher level volleyball.
So who is your assistant this year?
Chris Derry is his name. He's an Audubon original or Audubon native. And he's been actually in South Dakota the last few years coaching. And so happy to have him back in Audubon and in this role.
All right. Fair enough. So let's talk a little bit about the team. Last year, 8 wins total on the season, obviously looking to improve on that, just 2-6 mm-hmm. in the Western Iowa Conference. You know, what do you like most about what you've seen? What seems to be your strengths that you see early on?
You know, just like I said, our senior leadership has been so solid. We have 7 seniors, 2 of which are 4-year starters. 1 is a 3-year starter. We have Riley Miller, who had transferred in. She's been a 3-4-year starter at Exira the last few years. My assistant has a daughter that transferred in that also has a lot of varsity experience. So I think just in general, having some key roles back and key positions back, our outsides, our center, all the things. I mean, that makes a really, really big difference going into improving, obviously, on those 8 wins from last year. Our goal is 20. We'd like to obviously improve our WIC placing from last year. I think we can be top 3 or for sure the top half, and just really compete with some of those higher level teams that we know we'll see night in and night out with the WIC.
Well, Harlow Miller had 350 kills a year ago to lead the team. What do you see from her in terms of coming back for her senior year?
Oh, she's been absolutely fantastic. You know, obviously one of the top hitters returning in the state. Like I said, I've been fortunate to work with her the last few years in kind of some different capacities. This last year, she played club for me. So going into season, I feel like her and I we're on the same page. And we moved her to the outside this year, actually. And I've just been super impressed with her as more of a 6 rotation player. I know last year she passed as well, but just looking at her as a more rounded back row, but also, like I said, I mean, she's a Terminator, and we're definitely going to be relying on her to help us be competitive and successful in that way.
And what role do you see is Riley Miller and where she fits? Because she could probably play a number of different positions for you.
Yeah. You know, honestly, that was kind of one of my goals for season. I've had probably about 10 different lineups that kind of kept rolling through for different open gyms and team camps. And even what I thought was going to be our top rotation a couple weeks ago in team camp, I've kind of switched around a little bit. And part of it is just trying to find what's our best fit. And Riley obviously plays a factor into that. She set for Xyra the last few years, but with Anna coming back, we had kind of messed with the 6-2 a little bit. I had kind of worked with both of them, but I think where Riley will help us be most successful is on the right side. She has a great swing. She has a great block. She's aggressive. You know, she's looking to be a six rotation kid. We also have a ton of DSs, but she's a top athlete and found her way on the court.
And what about the new gal from your assistant's daughter? What's her name and where does she, yeah, and what does she bring to your team in terms of her skill set?
Yeah. So she actually is she's a junior, former setter who, again, I had three kind of setters with varsity experience, this summer in the gym, trying to find kind of best roles for everybody. Anna Larson won that spot out, who has been our setter the last couple of seasons. Maddie Derry is her name, and she's actually kind of moved into our libero role. Great ball control. She's really, really, really fast. Looking forward to kind of her honing in on her passing a little bit here. But like I said, she's one that has super impressed me the last couple of weeks of preseason, from where she was even at team camp here the first part of August to now is pretty remarkable. And the girls are really starting to kind of gel together in that way. And it's fun to see us, you know, putting some of our best rotations together. And I think she'll play a large factor in that.
Yeah, Anna Larson was strong as a setter last year for 496 assists. So it looks like you got a lot of depth at that position. How about defensively? Who do you see leading you? Is either a libero or as DS is on the back line?
Yeah, and honestly, probably one of our top passers is our outside Cadence Spore. She's a 3-year starter. She will be in a primary passing role, along with Harlow and Maddie. But we also have several DSs on our squad this year. Maya King, she'll be a newcomer in the rotation. Jordan Mulford, she had some playing time last year. They're kind of all fighting for kind of just different spots, or also just really nice. I've talked to the kids a lot about just the depth that we have, that, you know, Harlow doesn't have to play six rotations every single tournament. You know, we're able then to maybe get her some rest time here and there, kind of how that looks. I don't really quite know yet. We'll see how those first early, like I said, scrimmages and then also tournaments go for kind of what really irons out with where they are in that way. But like I said, just so nice to have options, and they've had such a great attitude about it.
What's the biggest advantage of having so many seniors on this team?
Honestly, just that leadership part. You know, it's one of those, whenever you have a senior heavy group, they are able to really bring the energy every day in practice. They know it's their last time, for the most part, playing that sport and with that team. I guess I found in general, usually the culture of those seasons is so much stronger, and they're more competitive because they feel like they have more on the line. Practice is more competitive in that way. It's nice to be able to go 6-on-6 with two very even varsity level teams. And obviously that just makes you better whenever you're going out against any competition.
So what would you say are some of the goals of what this team could achieve? I mean, to only have 8 wins last year, obviously an underachieving goals, but when you get some two big transfers coming in, and a lot of other players coming back, it's going to be, expectations might be a little bit higher, but the talent is higher. So what do you see as your goals for this team this year?
Definitely. You know, we actually just talked about that yesterday in practice of, you know, I feel like this team has it. I've coached some pretty high level players, some really high level teams, and we might not be there yet, but I feel like between now and the end of September, for sure, I feel like we can be competing at a really high level. I personally feel like we can achieve 20 wins. I think we should be top half, top 3 in the WIC. I'd like to see us, you know, I think a regional final, or, I mean, some of that should be on our radar as where this team's potential and talent can take us.
Well, let's hope it all comes together for you. It sounds like this is an exciting team with a lot of potential. Let's see if they can fulfill it. And Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck with the birth of your new child, and hopefully that goes all well for you. And really appreciate your time and best of luck to your Wheelers throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks so much, Chris.
Molly Lang, head coach for Audubon Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.